Time to see what's happening in Sauk Prairie. Raul LaBrèche is here with another edition of Mornings at McFarland's from our 99.7 Max FM studios at McFarland's in Sauk City. Today's program is brought to you by DeMar's Plumbing, Prairie Clinic, and Sophie's Fine Jewelry and Gifts.
Well, good morning, ladies and gentlemen, to Mornings at McFarland's. This is our first show in the month of December, yeah. Well, besides the very Merry Sauk Prairie thing that we just did this past Saturday. If you missed that, folks, you need to tune in to WRPQ 99.7 Max FM to the website, and you can hear the shows there. But my guest this morning to kick off the first show of Mornings at McFarland's in December is Paul Walter. Paul has just finished doing a marathon series of radio interviews with me, so I'm surprised he even bothered to show up this morning to talk. But you know, I'm going to take that as a blessing that I didn't totally, you know, like get
no,
you.
That was a lot of fun.
We just got done doing a Century of Change, another great series. I don't know about you, but I learned so much
from doing that. I did too.
It was just a fun series of just talking about the past 100 years and the number of things.
It was exhausting.
It was
to think about.
I felt like we had lived through 100 years after
doing they did it. The year 1000, it'd be like, and then nothing happened from 900 to 950. Yeah. But
yeah. And then an amoeba happened across the world. Not sure how that all worked, but anyways, Paul, thanks for being my guest this morning here on Mornings at McFarland's. Paul is the executive director of the Sauk County Historical Society, and as such, there's always incredible stuff going on up there. And Paul, can we start out just by talking a little bit about the Sauk County Historical Society, the sorts of services that you offer, the kinds of things that people should expect from Sauk County Historical Society?
Right. We are a year-round institution. We were started in 1905, okay. without a home. Now we have two lovely buildings. We have the Van Orden Mansion, which we'll talk about, where the festivities are. And then five years ago in March, we moved into the Old Island Woolen Mill office building in Baraboo, which became the Sauk County History Center.
Okay.
So that's where we have our offices and archives. That is open year-round, Wednesday through Saturdays, 12 to 4 p.m.
Okay.
So when people want to come and do research, that's where they come. And we get requests around the year, all from all around the country, some from across seas sometimes.
Really?
For information.
So is it people asking you to look up things and
yeah.
then you send them the information?
Right, okay. Right. Or they want to come in. We have lots of stop-ins and stuff, too. We hold all of the early Sauk County probate records, so wills and the administration of estates and stuff like that, and those are often gold mines for genealogical research.
Okay. That's been really popular too, has it not?
Yeah, yeah. You know, I was into it in the 90s and early 2000s, and I kind of lost interest, and I thought maybe it had kind of played itself out with the birth of the internet and all that stuff, but it really is more popular than ever. The amount of TV shows from Finding Your Roots to,
sure.
you know, Who Do You Think You Are?
Sure.
And now the whole DNA ancestry thing.
Sure,
so,
sure.
Yeah.
Well, I've just been watching Amazon Prime. I think it's a really proponent or a catalyst for mm-hmm. a lot of this, because now they have history detectives on there. So,
okay. Yeah.
And I'm always looking to, you know, find something else that I didn't know anything about.
Yeah.
So, but and those records are, you know, I would think some of that must be really difficult to decipher, though, because isn't it handwritten?
Oh, yeah. A lot of it's handwriting. It depends on who the clerk was at the time, but
sure.
most of it's pretty good.
Okay.
Then we have 3,000 family files. If you have a surname, you know, we usually have a file on it, and
okay.
lots of other resources too.
Is there work being done to digitize that information too, or to get it scanned in?
Not so much digitize it, but create finding aids and indexing for
okay.
it. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what sorts of things are there at if somebody wants to stop in, what are the hours for coming to the history center?
Yeah, so Wednesday through Saturday is noon to 4 p.m.
Okay.
all year round.
Okay,
yep.
Noon until 4 p.m. Okay.
Right.
And there's all kinds of exhibits there, are there not?
More at the mansion.
Okay.
We do hope to renovate the basement or the ground floor of the History Center for exhibit space, but not quite yet.
Okay.
There's a little bit to see there, but it is primarily an office and research and archival facility.
Okay.
Which brings us to the Van Orden Mansion, which is our museum.
Okay.
That is open seasonally May through October, Friday and Saturday afternoons from 12 to 4.
Okay.
So we close at the end of October. We tear everything apart, pull out all the Christmas boxes, and invite over 30 people to come and help decorate the mansion.
That sounds like my house when I was growing up. My mom would close the house, you know, and whatever, and just tear everything apart and put it all back together again with Christmassy stuff everywhere.
Right.
So, and that mansion has quite a history too, doesn't it?
Right. It was built and finished in 1904 for Jacob and Martha Van Orden. Jacob was the chief financial officer for what's now Baraboo National Bank.
Okay.
He was also the bank that the Ringlings used. So he was really trying to keep up with the Ringlings once they started building big homes in Baraboo. He built a new home.
So it wasn't keeping up with the Joneses in
Baraboo. No, it was keeping up with the Ringlings.
Okay, gotcha,
yeah. So it's a lovely house. We purchased it in 1938 from his daughter-in-law, Florence Van Orden, during the height of the Depression. Actually, we bought it for cheaper than it cost to build 35 years before.
Wow.
Yeah, because it was a big kind of white elephant during the Depression. But so that being said, it really didn't change much. The kitchen is intact. It's just an amazing survivor. Most of the wall coverings, things like that. So.
Yeah, because that sort of thing, those houses that are from that period, it's hard to know what the original really looked like.
And we have the original 1904 cook stove to the ice box to, the call system for the maid, the speaking tubes, everything.
Wow. Yeah. And a lot of, even some of the wall coverings and stuff
are
original.
Yes, a lot of the wall coverings are original. Light fixtures,
Okay, wood.
Woodwork. The woodwork's just great. Yeah.
So, I remember the first time I was ever there was, I think, with Skill, because we actually had a session that was done there where we got to know more about Sauk County, and you actually did a really nice presentation for that.
Yeah.
I remember thinking, this is a lot more exciting the place to live than I even realized.
Right.
And then I think somebody was there from Ho-Chunga Nation and talked about things as well. But I was impressed then how it just is in gorgeous shape.
Yeah.
It really has been preserved well.
Yeah, it's been a museum twice as long as it was ever a house.
Okay.
And for many decades was shut down the entire winter.
Where would he go then in the wintertime?
That's when it was a museum.
After
1938.
Okay.
Right.
So then we ended up having other special events, which I'm going to make everybody wait until after our first break here so that we can talk about the really exciting stuff coming up here. So let's take a quick break from our sponsors. It's maybe a little earlier than we usually do breaks, but what the heck? I want to kind of get the drum beat rolling here and get everybody excited about what we're going to be talking about when you come back from this short break to hear a word from our sponsors. So our guest this morning is Paul Walter, the Executive Director of the Sauk County Historical Society, and you do not want to go anywhere because you're going to hear about all that's coming up this weekend.
DeMars Plumbing, since 1982, is the plumbing company to turn to for quality design, installation, maintenance, and repair of residential and business plumbing systems. DeMars Plumbing specializes in plumbing fixtures and water heaters, septic systems, private water well systems, radiant in-floor heating, and excavating and trucking needs. DeMars Plumbing, located just west of Sauk Prairie. They're open weekdays 7 to 5. Call 608-544-4471. Online at demarsplumbing.com.
Prairie Clinic in Sauk City offers their patient portal, a secure means to connect with a healthcare provider. Your patient portal allows patients online access to their physician's office for secure messages, medication refill requests, records requests, and you can look up health information too. Contact Prairie Clinic at 643-3351 to enroll or ask about it at your next appointment. Prairie Clinic, 112 Helen Street in Sauk City. Primary care services to the community for over 60 years.
Diamond. It's a magical word, isn't it? While diamonds are associated with engagements and weddings, they make wonderful gifts anytime. See Sophie's Fine Jewelry and Gift Shop in the Baraboo Mini Mall on Highway 12, Baraboo today. Sophie's offers a beautiful choice of diamond engagement rings and perfect diamond gifts in earrings, pendants, and bracelets. Sophie's also offers in-store financing to qualified buyers with up to 1 year free interest. Diamonds. See them this week at Sophie's Fine Jewelry and Gifts in the Baraboo Mini Mall on Highway 12, Baraboo.
99.7
And we're back here at Mornings at McFarland's. My special guest this morning is Paul Walter, who's the executive director of Executive. I'm a fast talker. Have you ever noticed that about me, Paul?
Yeah.
I am a fast talker, and sometimes that has its real detriments because you just zoom through words, and then you have to stop and say, what word was that, Raul? Anyways, Paul is the executive director of the Sauk County Historical Society. Paul and I have gotten to know each other pretty well over the past couple of years, just with with talking on the radio here, yeah. and especially doing the Century of Change broadcast. But, yeah. Paul, you have some really cool events going on. And folks, I can personally attest, I went last year for the first time. Shame on me. I've lived in Sauk County for almost 26 years. And I remember seeing this event being talked about or, you know, on posters or whatnot. Last year was the first time I actually got up there because I told my wife about it. And then she was like, we got to get up to that. So, but it is the Edwardian Christmas, essentially, and every year you have a different theme.
Yep.
Tell us about it.
Yeah, so the Edwardian Christmas, our theme this year is Holiday Inn, the 1942 movie, which has nothing to do with the Edwardian period, but the Edwardian Christmas is basically you're in this Edwardian mansion. It's exuberant. We have 11 Christmas trees inside the museum, all fresh, real Christmas trees. And then we invite people to come and decorate them according to our theme, which, as I said, was Holiday Inn. So actually, each tree is a different holiday this year. So Easter, Thanksgiving, May Day, St. Patrick's Day, George Washington's birthday, Lincoln's birthday, Valentine's Day. Really a lot of fun. I think they just went all out this year. Also have another room. Dave Salutis always does an entire room. He did White Christmas. So, of course, the song is from Holiday Inn. I think 12 or 14 years later was made into its own movie, White Christmas.
Mid-50s, something like that.
Yeah, 54, I think. Okay. So his room is all on White Christmas, the kind of the spinoff.
Okay. So how does that work? How because he has a separate room. Is that his special association there?
Well, Dave's been doing, it used to be people would just do a tree, and then Dave started doing whole rooms. We do have other people that have done rooms, which we'll talk about too, but Dave, for a while there was, every year, was doing a different decade. So he had Christmas in the 30s, the 40s, the 50s, the 60s, and he's done Woolworths. So anyways, he did a room on White Christmas. My wife Anne got involved this year, and she did an entire room on Washington's birthday, which is one of the holidays from Holiday Inn.
Right.
But she really researched and focused on George Washington's life during Christmas, and especially the Revolutionary War.
Okay.
As far as we can tell, he spent 8 Christmases away from home fighting, you know, the war, and then finally came home in 1783. So she's got little ornaments depicting what, you know, can you imagine George Washington Christmas shopping? He did, and we have a list of what he brought home in 1783.
How cool.
It's just adorable. She made little ornaments that depict all of that, and she's got kind of two sides to the tree, and I won't spoil anymore, but that's a whole room. Easter is a whole room. Thanksgiving is a whole room. So,
you know, you mentioned that George Washington's birthday, that's a hilarious scene in the movie. I don't know if you remember, he's in Bing Crosby is actually wearing the period playing harpsichord or whatnot, and that's when Fred Astaire is trying to dance with the beautiful heroine who he's already stolen one of Bing's women from him,
and he's miserable playing.
The whole thing's going and he has to just keep on playing, and then he keeps changing what song they're playing every time they get close. He turns into some bebop thing and Fred Astaire has to adapt as dancing. So will there be that kind of dancing going on in the room?
No, not that kind of dancing, but we do have live music. So we have two events. Friday, December 8th is Friday, starting at 7 p.m. is our wine and appetizer premiere. We started that a few years ago. It's an additional event. So obviously there's wine and mulled wine and some Christmas beers and things. It's catered by Amber Giddings at the Barn Restaurant. Okay. Wonderful job.
And she does do a great job.
Yeah,
she's done a couple things for
us
here,
too. And so it's at night. It's adults only. It's a lot less people than Saturday. So it's a really nice event. Of course, house just absolutely shines at night with thousands of lights and all those Christmas trees. So that's Friday night. And then Saturday, December 9th, from 12 to 7 p.m., is our Jingle Bell Open House. Okay. Which is paid admission, but it's a nominal fee.
Okay.
And that is where we'll have live music for 7 hours, all kinds of different groups, from choral ensembles to, you know, I play in a string ensemble. And
really, you play in a string ensemble?
I do,
what do you play?
I play the viola.
Really?
In a little, a Tootie and the Bowfish.
Tootie.
Tootie is the flute, and the rest of us are the bowfish. But we've been playing together for at least 15 years. So,
I love it.
Yeah.
And I've not heard of this. How can I live
well,
here
we
and not
don't
know
get
about
out
this.
Much. Okay. We don't get out much. We love playing together, and it's just magical at the house. And then there'll be 3,000 cookies at least from volunteers that bake for us. And then we also have horse-drawn carriage rides from about 2 until dusk around the block. So that's you really get the feel of an old-fashioned Christmas with live music and horses and real Christmas trees and treats.
So what makes an Edwardian house an Edwardian house?
Well, we used to call it the Victorian Christmas, and then I kind of had to get a hold of myself because the house was actually built after 1901. Okay. Queen Victoria died in 1901, so that ended the Victorian era officially. And then the Edwardian period is when her son became king, named King Edward the VII. And he was, so 1901, he died about 1911, I think.
Yeah, he had a short life.
Short reign.
Because then King George the V, was it, took over for World War II or World War I?
Right. So some people take the Edwardian period up to, you know, World War I. As a nice breaking point. Anyway, so the house is officially an Edwardian era house. We don't use the term Edwardian too much in the United States, kind of more the progressive era or something like that.
Okay. But
technically, because it was built in 1903-04.
Okay.
Yeah, it's Edwardian.
But very similar architecture.
Well, very similar.
Too.
It wasn't like everybody just stopped, we're not Victorian anymore. You know, we're stopped doing all of the successive stuff.
Get rid of that, yeah.
It's a neat house because it does have some late Victorian features, but then you also see some emerging arts and crafts movement and craftsman style touches. So it's a neat, I love that.
So talk a little more about the different kinds of rooms that people will see and the kinds of trees and who sponsors these.
We have 12 amazing sponsors this year. And if indulge me just to list them because they are just such great supporters. Johnson Insurance in Baraboo, Baraboo National Bank, Tarrytown Plumbing, Wisconsin River Title Consultants, Becca Cates. Becca Cate herself has done a tree for many years, so we're thankful for that. Blooms Unfold, which is a new floral business owned by Cindy Weber.
Okay.
Just opened in West Baraboo, beautiful shop. She's done a tree for years. Wykenon Accounting, Pizza Ranch, a new one this year.
Doing a
Lincoln tree.
We were just there for the first time. I went with one of my son's best friends.
Yeah.
Because I had never Pizza Ranch before.
Oh, yes. Great.
And I fell in love with Pizza Ranch.
Yeah.
So another great place to eat.
Corner Drug, great supporter. Meyer Insurance here in Sauk City.
Okay. Yeah.
Hills Wiring and also one personal couple, Jack Vogel, sponsored a tree in honor of his wife, Deb Vogel.
Oh.
Kind of a surprise. So those are our sponsors. So there are 11 trees, mostly in different rooms in the house, a couple on the staircase and whatnot. But
So then each one is taking a holiday.
A holiday, right. So there's about 8 holidays in the film. He talks about he's going to be open 15 holidays, but they don't show all 15. They only show 8.
Okay.
So we've shown most of those, and then we had to kind of guess at some other ones. So we have a St. Patrick's Day tree, a May Day tree, but Thanksgiving, Easter, New Year's, Valentine's Day, Lincoln's birthday, Washington's birthday are all represented. So it's really fun. It's a really fun theme.
Well, doesn't he do Easter parade?
He does, and the Easter room is just fantastic. There's all kinds of Easter bonnets and Easter.
So do you try to tie in historical things then as well to those?
Yeah, sometimes. It depends on the year and the theme. So like I said, Anne, my wife, her room, very historical. You learn a lot about George Washington during the Civil War. Others are just, you know, light, interpretations of the theme.
So then the White Christmas room that you talked about, is there memorabilia?
There's a lot of stills and whatnot from the film. Dave has made hundreds of ornaments with images from the films.
Okay.
Or from the film, and lots to learn about, I think, White Christmas and Holiday Inn. So,
now I'm trying to remember, that's the one that has Danny Kaye.
Yes.
Isn't he? They're like army buddies.
Right, White Christmas.
And then they come back and start producing together.
Yes.
Kind of the similar thing where they have an inn, but isn't there like a general that they're wanting to do
something?
Yeah,
their old general has opened up an inn, and they kind of attendance is low, so they come in and save him and bring all these people up. And of course, the Haynes sisters are involved.
Isn't Rosemary Clooney or something plays one of those?
Rosemary Clooney and Vera Allen?
Yeah,
is the other sister.
Yeah, I remember there's an incredible dance sequence with Danny Kaye and Vera Allen together, like out here or something.
Yes,
and he does a all these great spins or twirls around different posts on that. Just phenomenal. If anyone that hasn't seen either one of these movies, all I can say is rent them.
Well, rent them, and I might put in a plug for the Al Ringling Theater, too. They will be showing both films, plus It's a Wonderful Life.
Really?
The evenings of December 20th, 21st, and 22nd. I'm not sure in which order, but just go online to alringling.com.
Oh, so cool. And the big theater, big screen experience.
I'm definitely going to some of those.
Yeah. My sister just went to one. She went to see It's a Wonderful Life at some theater in Milwaukee. It was a new one that I am not aware of. And she was really disappointed because the audio was not. She wanted to see it. It's a Wonderful Life. It's like her favorite Christmas movie of all. She was really excited to see it in a big screen format. Said there were like seven people there. And it was just really poor audio quality. Okay. Like she said, if I didn't know the movie so well, I wouldn't have known what was going on.
Right.
I can't imagine that happening at Al Ringling. Yeah. It's going to be like they'll bring out the big organ before do a concert.
I don't know if they'll bring up the organ or not, but yeah.
So that would be fun.
Yeah.
So just playing Christmas carols as everyone comes in, right?
Right.
So, but, incredible. So anything else that we should make sure we talk about with
that? Well, if they want tickets to this Friday night,
They
should contact us as soon as possible.
Okay. I have mine reserved already,
yes,
right?
Yes, you do.
Okay.
You do, yep.
Boy, I have to go home and tell my wife that today.
Yeah.
So
they can call us at 608-356-1001 and leave a message or talk to Linda. And Saturday is a little more open-ended. They just pay at the door and from 12 to 7 p.m.
Yeah, because I remember last year, it was beautiful in terms of the refreshments that you had available. Mm-hmm. Where it was really just a really classy way to start out the holidays.
Yeah,
I really appreciate the amount of effort that it has to take to do that. And the trees are beautiful. The house is beautiful. So if you have any kind of inkling towards historical things at all, it's a great way to start out things.
Yep.
So, and not very expensive. I want to think about it.
Saturday is $7 for adults. Members are $5, and kids 12 and under are free. So don't be afraid to bring the kids.
Okay,
it's wonderful for that. And Friday night is $22 for adults and $20 for members. So,
okay, and that's just a matter of because you have to know how many appetizers and stuff
to
have.
Because it's catered. Yeah, But Saturday it's we have plenty of cookies. So and punch and all
please
that.
Eat the cookies.
Yep.
Please.
Otherwise,
otherwise my wife and I will be eating them until probably Lincoln's
Easter.
With our Easter bonnets.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Right.
So are there, how about if somebody wants to get involved, say next year, what kind of volunteer opportunities would there be for people to get on board?
For Christmas, we always have a need to help. You know, there's always something to set up and get ready. Year-round, we're also looking for volunteers. It can be anything from clipping newspaper articles out and filing or helping with an event or a special project. We have research projects that I need people to research a certain topic. And then there's physical things. We're always moving something, trying to house things better, store things better. So,
Well, and cataloging things,
and cataloging,
right? Jack Burnt just... What was it, a couple weeks ago, we came up to my office and there was a bunch of stuff there from Jack.
Records
from, there was one thing I remember you looked at it and it had a comment about, that's interesting because there was like a little personal commentary on one of the...
Yeah, I think it was some census records that somebody had extracted years ago and... Wrote some notes on there, some extra information, which is just priceless. So,
some of those comments are, you can tell it's a little bit there.
I think it was the original enumerator was commenting about some relationships and some things, actually their child or whatever.
Right,
gold mine for genealogists,
But, it's just now I can't prove or disprove this, but it certainly would raise some eyebrows back then if it were true.
Wonderful
event. Well, let's take another quick break to hear a word from our sponsor. We'll come back and recap this event and some other great things going on in Sauk Prairie this weekend. Don't go anywhere, folks. Thanks for joining us here on WRPQ 99.7 Max FM. My guest this morning is Paul Walter, the Executive Director of Sauk County Historical Society, and we're talking about a very Edwardian Christmas. So don't go anywhere.
Prairie Clinic in Sauk City offers their patient portal, a secure means to connect with a healthcare provider. Your patient portal allows patients online access to their physician's office for secure messages, medication refill requests, records requests, and you can look up health information too. Contact Prairie Clinic at 643-3351 to enroll or ask about it at your next appointment. Prairie Clinic, 112 Helen Street in Sauk City. Primary care services to the community for over 60 years.
The almost unearthly luster of pearls has always been prized and well-loved as a gift. Sophie's Fine Jewelry in Baraboo has shimmering pearls and earrings, pearls in pins, pearls in necklaces and pendants, pearls with price tags as varied as the selection. Pearls with their mysterious glow add a translucent beauty to the woman who wears them. When you give a gift of pearls, she'll love them as much as she'll love you. Sophie's Fine Jewelry and Gifts, Highway 12 in the Baraboo Mini Mall.
DeMars Plumbing, since 1982, is the plumbing company to turn to for quality design, installation, maintenance, and repair of residential and business plumbing systems. DeMars Plumbing specializes in plumbing fixtures and water heaters, septic systems, private water well systems, radiant in-floor heating, and excavating and trucking needs. DeMars Plumbing, located just west of Sauk Prairie. They're open weekdays 7 to 5. Call 608-544-4471. Online at DemarsPlumbing.com.
And we're back here at Mornings at McFarland's. My guest this morning has been Paul Walter, who's the executive director of the Sauk County Historical Society. And those of you that didn't know that we had a historical society, we're telling you right now that there is, and it's a great one, folks. If you want to be a member of a historical society, this is the society for you.
That's right. We've been around since 1905. I must admit, though, I was about 20 years old before I realized we had a county historical society. They used to just open in the summer and close her down for the winter, and that was it. But now we are a year-round institution with two buildings and complete access to our county's great history. So,
how did you come to that position? Did you grow up thinking, someday I want to be there?
No. Well, like I said, I didn't even know we had a county historical society. But I remember walking in the Van Orden Mansion, and I love historic architecture, and okay. I love local history. So here they kind of came together in the same place, this great old house with this great county history. And so I attended a board meeting once as a guest, and as you can imagine, the average age on a board like that is mm-hmm. more than 26 when I first got on the board. So it wasn't long before I was president, and then I was president for 15 years, and
get the young guy going.
Did a lot. It was doing a lot of administrative stuff, and finally I said I can't be a contractor and do this as a full time volunteer. Right. So I became the executive director. So
you were contractor, like building contractor?
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, working on when I came. On older residences and stuff like that. So.
Well, I remember, I think the first time I ever knew of you was back in the Madison Tabernacle days, and didn't you used to coordinate like
that? Yeah, when I was in college, I started working on the sets for a Madison Christmas Celebration, which I did until it ended in 2001, I believe.
Okay.
So and now I channel all those efforts.
Right. Well, you had like camels on stage.
Oh, yeah.
Stage,
yeah, we had live camels and cast of thousands. Yes.
Now, I've done some crazy things in my lifetime, but I think if I ever tried to do something with, like, I just finished doing Christmas Carol at Sauk Prairie Theater Guild.
Yes.
If I had suggested to them, and by the way, we need to have the Christmas camel show up at the end of the whole thing, they would have probably done a breathalyzer test, I mean, right away. Yeah. So, but you could get away with that because there had to be camels
for
the
camels.
Nativity scene, right?
Right.
And
yeah.
sheep, and did you do the little drummer boy and have that whole thing go on?
Well, we did have a kind of a more secular portion first, and then the second half would be the Christmas story in some fashion. So
gotcha.
Yeah, it was a great
so
years.
This time of the show we normally talk about all the things that are going on this weekend, and I can't get my computer to work, so we're going to talk about the only things that
really
matter.
The only thing they need to know about,
all you need to know about this weekend, and it starts out on Friday, right?
This Friday, December 8th, is the wine and appetizer premiere for the Edwardian Christmas.
Okay, what time does that start?
That starts at 7. Okay. They need tickets in advance. I should call us immediately, 608-356-1001.
Okay.
It's a great time. It's $22 for adults, $20 for members.
Okay.
And it'll be obviously wine, and I mean, don't eat before you come. It starts at 7. There'll be plenty of food, wine, mulled wine, beer,
and you can even become a member right then and there.
Yes, you can become a member and start saving immediately.
Right.
We'll also have merchandise there. Our new Baraboo Historic Postcards book is out this year, so great Christmas gift.
Ooh, my mother-in-law will be interested.
Yeah,
she those postcards.
Okay.
So,
and then the next day, Saturday, December 9th, is our Jingle Bell Open House. That's from 12 to 7 p.m.
Okay.
It's $7 for adults, $5 for members, and kids 12 and under are free.
Okay. So. Well, and also this Saturday, if you're looking for something to do kind of in segue to your event, people can stop by here at McFarland's from 10 until 11. We'll be doing a live broadcast.
There you go.
Our second in the series of A Very Sauk Prairie Christmas.
Cool.
And this weekend, actually, it fits very nice with this. Jerry Apps is our guest, and Jerry's another historical artifact.
Oh, yes. Great historian.
Oh, my gosh. Yep. What he doesn't know about the history of Wisconsin architecture probably isn't worth knowing.
Right.
So, but he'll be talking about Christmas on the farm and experiences that he has growing up, which I'm sure there are quite a few Edwardian houses that he probably frequented or had friends that lived in or all that sort of good sort
of
thing.
So then they can come up to Baraboo and witness an Edwardian Christmas in a, you know, for Baraboo, a well-to-do city house.
Yeah, very much so. Yeah. So don't miss any of these great events. And I'm sure if there's other things you want to find out about, folks, just go to saukprairie.com, go to the community calendar, and you can see all the other stuff going on in the area. So, Paul, once again, thanks so much for being my guest and for coming down and talking about the great event. Best of wishes to you and Ann both.
Thanks.
We'll see you Friday night so we can kind of get a feel for how things are going.
Yep. I got a little bit of repair after that win last night. There's some roping that needs to be resecured, but fortunately it's all still there.
All through Tuesday, things just were crazy. So you get
It's looking good weather for this Friday and Saturday.
That'd be good. Yeah, we don't need any more of that nonsense we had on Tuesday. So, all right. Well, thank you folks for joining us here on Mornings at McFarland's. Hope you enjoyed our broadcast. And if not, go back to WRPQ Radio, to WRPQ.com, and you can hear this broadcast and others anytime you want to because they're available right there. One more service brought to you by 99.7 Max FM. So thanks for joining us. We'll see you next week here on Mornings at McFarland's, or we'll hear you next week, or you'll hear us, something like that. Please join us then. We'll have lots more fun stuff to talk about. Take care.
Mornings at McFarland's with host Raul Dobresh is produced live at our 99.7 Max FM studios at McFarland's in Sauk City. Listen again next Wednesday morning at 8:05 for another edition of Mornings at McFarland's. Today's show was brought to you by Prairie Clinic, Sophie's Fine Jewelry and Gifts, and DeMar's Plumbing.